Article title, What Happens When You Write Consistently? Content, I've been writing every day for 109 days by today. I usually spend 30 minutes to 2 hours on it every day. Given this time frame, here's what I noticed. Writing is more fun. The first 50 days I didn't really look forward to it, but around then I broke the habit wall and it became easy since. Now, writing is fun because I get to share my experience and articulate my thoughts. Both great experiences. Writing is harder. How can it get harder the longer you're doing it? If I had to point to guess where I'm at, it would be halfway down the first drop. Shorter sentences. Use descriptive language. All right. This is easy. VS now. First draft. Then write. Then edit. Remove what's unnecessary. Use metaphors or analogies to explain a concept. Combine this into one sentence. Make it sound less choppy. Improve the choice of words. Look for synonyms. Rearrange and restructure. Oh, here's something I forgot adding in the draft. This sounds weird. This can be improved. Perfectionism striking back. The more you know, the more you know what you don't know. This is the Dunning-Kruger effect. The more you engage in a writing, the more holes in your skills you'll discover. But ultimately, I don't care about the holes anymore. I care about the practice of it and doing it regularly. It gives me a feeling of accomplishment despite my skills not being where I want them to be. Improved my conversation skills. I only write in English and surprisingly, my German also improved. German is my native language and I found myself adapting certain writing techniques when socializing. I use descriptive language and come up with metaphors very quickly. My conversations flow like water and as a result I can dive deeper in the conversation. Confidence boost. I struggled calling myself a writer. When does one become a writer anyway? The moment their first draft is done? Or the moment they publish their 10th blog post? Or first book, I started writing every day and it gave me the confidence to call myself a writer. It's a title I'm proud of and I like to talk about writing. I'm a writing nerd and love it. Oh, and my friends and relatives like it too. I can write amazing messages to the ladies. Writers obviously have the edge when it comes to texting. Experienced writers can write texts that make even the most beautiful girl blush. Your partner likely never had the taste of well-written compliments and amazing flirty messages. You can make him slash her feel like the most beautiful human on earth whenever you want to and they'll love you for it. Just that is reason enough to practice writing every day. It's amazing when you can see your writing in action, having a real impact. This is what keeps me going. I enjoy writing and it's a valuable skill I can use to do good things with. I never thought I'd become a writer until I realized this one thing. There are never enough writers in this world. They're here to improve on what we already do every day. Communicate. And we always need good communicators. In fact, people who can communicate well will always find a place in the job market. Every single idea, company, personal brand, website, book, Quora answer, tweet, movie script, phone call, product description needs writers. And that's just a few examples. So what happens when you write consistently? Life becomes better.